Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a fun week as usual, but Big Perk, come on, Lethal Weapon 3, you know that's corny. Tell your
that
boy.
That is not corny.
It is not going to stick.
About four.
Yeah, it's horrible. It really is. You're but better than that. You are better than that.
You know what, though? Hey, Molly, Stephen A., you know what was the best part about this week on First Take? Was Dan Orlovsky and Stephen
yes.
A. Smith. But listen, I will say this. Y'all will be proud of me, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I brought my wife out here to L.A. with me, okay?
And
we were supposed to leave on the red eye. Mm-hmm. And they only had one first-class seat. So you know what I did? I switched my flight so that my wife could ride in first class with me and not put in coach. That's what you like to hear, Stephen A.?
There you go.
Hold on.
Gentlemen.
Hold on. You know, it just touches my heart when people listen, man. I mean, I'm proud of you, Big Perk. Now, see, that damn Dan Orlovsky, his wife should leave him. I mean, she should leave him for about 2 weeks. Just leave him alone with the kids. Just leave him alone with the kids all by himself.
I mean,
he doesn't appreciate her nearly as much as he should. He going to put his wife in coach.
That is hold on.
Would you going, coach?
No.
Would you going, coach?
I do fly first class always now. But I worked very hard to get to this point first class.
And so did his wife.
And I like to be comfortable.
I mean, how come you never called Dan Orlovsky out for nothing?
Because I just got to say one thing. First of all, Big Perk, I love that you got some QT with the wife in L.A. I love that you changed the flight so you could both be comfortable. But I need to defend Dan, and I know what he would be saying right now. How many years did you play in the NBA?
Yeah, but Molly, listen.
The money's a little different. I know she is. I'm just saying the money's a little different.
Hold on. What happened to the ladies' sacrifice? What happened to the ladies' sacrifice? Asking a man to make that sacrifice. Am I not worth it? Isn't that what y'all say? Well, damn it, Mrs. Orlovsky is worth it. She should leave him for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Leave him alone with the kids all by himself so he can appreciate the greatness of Mrs. Orlovsky, okay? Because he is not appreciating her enough to put her in coach. He violated all kind of man rules. I'm ashamed of Dan Orlovsky. I am ashamed. And I'm ashamed of you for not calling him out for that know better.
Dan, I tried to defend you.
It can't be defended.
I tried.
I'm proud of you, big boy. I mean, it's just making me emotional right now that this brother is learning like that. That way to go. Way to go. It's what you do. Please.
And don't look at me like that.
Don't look at me like that. Ain't no woman traveling with me going to coach.
Okay.
I don't roll like that.
Okay.
They, you know.
Okay. Watch out.
Check my resume.
Watch out. Those paps might get you.
Uh-huh.
The Suns' Devin Booker has a grade 1 hamstring, according to our Brian Winter. You know, people be taking pictures real sneaky.
There you go.
The injury typically requires 14 to 21 days of recovery. Booker has experienced hamstring issues for the past 2 seasons. The Suns were 8-6 in games without him this season. Excuse me. Series tied at 1-1. Game 3 tonight in the Big Izzy. Big Perk. Do you think the Suns get past the Pelicans without having Devin Booker?
No, I don't. And I actually have the Pelicans winning this in 6 games. Uh-huh. And here's why. When I look at the Pelicans, right, and I look at the spirit that they're playing with, it's a different type of energy. On top of that, when I look at their superstar, and Brandon Ingram, he's a young superstar in the making. This little dude reminds me of Kevin Durant all over again. The way that he's able to get to his spots, his handle, attack the basket, his length, his athleticism, all the above. Right now, with Devin Booker being out, Brandon Ingram is the best player in this series, period. So with that being said is, I'm looking at how they're getting things done. I'm looking at how he took over game 2. And he's going to repeat this. It's going to be fired up in the know you, baby. Them people are going to be out. And we all know role players play better at home. Phoenix losing Devin Booker is everything. And by the way, Big Jonas Valanciunas He got DeAndre Ayton scared to death. I mean, he's allergic to the paint, along with allergic to rebounding at this moment. So we looking at Chris Paul. He needs another star to help him out, and DeAndre Ayton. And I just don't see DeAndre Ayton winning that matchup against Big Jonas. It's bad enough they got to worry about C.J. McCollum on the other end and all those other boys, Larry Ness Jr., who's playing his behind off. I have the Pelicans winning in six since the injury of Devin Booker.
I disagree, but I'm not going to sit up there and fault you for where you're at. Brandon Ingram, man, his brother can play, and he's doing some good things. And not only that, he's not just showing his game. He's showing his basketball character, the franchise, the city, the people. I mean, everybody loves the guy. I can't stop hearing enough about, you know, the rave reviews he's getting just as a person. And we know what he does on the basketball court. I mean, Valanciunas, you're absolutely right. But listen, DeAndre Ayton's got to step up. Last time we saw him in pivotal playoff action was against Milwaukee, and we saw what Giannis did to that brother. Okay, now you got Valanciunas doing his thing. What we're forgetting is that Valanciunas used to be in Toronto. Valanciunas is now in New Orleans. Valanciunas can ball. I mean, this is a big boy that is not a scrub. He'll put it on you. And this is when this is one of those things, and Kendrick, you'll appreciate this. Like Jokic, for example. You ever realize how big Jokic is? I mean, I don't think people realize it. Jokic is a big boy. It's just one of those dudes that just lean on you. Just a big tub of lard. Can't jump onto a curb. But you got to be thoroughbreds to deal with him because you can't stop him. He's just a big boy. Valanciunas is one of those brothers, too. And he can lean on you and pound you and just wear you down himself. So that's something to be considered. And C.J. McCollum, can't say enough about David Griffin picking him up. I think the Sixers should have grabbed him and Robert Covington to join Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. That's just my personal opinion when they had that opportunity. But if Phoenix is what we have been saying they are all year long, I got to believe that they can find a way to pull this series out against a play-in team without Zion Williamson. I have to believe that. And when I look at Phoenix right now, I'm thinking about CP3 approaching age 37 next month, who is the best point guard in the world. The best pure quintessential point guard in the world. I'm thinking about Bridges. I'm thinking about Ayton. I'm thinking about the other pieces, Cameron Johnson and others, that they have at their disposal. Certainly, it can be tough, but the bottom line is they're exceptionally well coached. They've got floor generalship that nobody else in the league has at this particular moment in time. And you combine that with the athletes that they have. I believe even without Devin Booker, it'll be tough. It'll be hard fought. It'll be dicey, but Phoenix should still come out on top, even if it takes seven games. That's where I'm at with it, KC.
And look, Stephen A., I don't disagree with you about Chris Paul, you know, far as him being the ultimate floor general and things to that nature. But in these playoffs, it hasn't been about people who's been orchestrating offense and being the floor general. It's been about guys going to get buckets when it matters the most, okay? It's not about who's calling sets and he's controlling the game and putting guys. No, it's none of that. It's about guys going to get buckets. And when I look at Brandon Ingram, I look at how poised he is. I looked at that 37-piece winged in a spicy he dropped, all flats. And then went there and grabbed 11 boards. And the thing, Molly and Stephen A., that impressed me the most about him was the 9 assists, making guys around him better. Let me tell you when a young player is special. Willie Green said it was a point of the game where he didn't say a word or call one play because he saw that Brandon Ingram had it under control. Willie Green has won championships with the Warriors. Willie Green coached with the Suns last year. And for him to sit back and have that type of trust in Brandon Ingram tells you a lot about this young man.
Pelicans in six.
That's what I got it at.
I got Suns in seven.
Okay.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Memphis climbed up the chimney last night and handled all that smoke. The Grizzlies overcame a 26-point deficit to defeat the T-Wolves in Game 3. Memphis won 104-95. They now lead the series 2-1. Carl Anthony Towns had a lot to say after the game.
Four shots for you. Just what did you see out there, and why was it so hard for you to get involved?
Go home, drink some wine, move on to the next day. I mean, that's really simple. You know, just decompress. Just go home. Remember what got me here, what got us here. You know, our support systems, our work, and each other. And we just got to lean on that.
There's that. Big Perk, I was watching the post game, and Charles Barkley was livid and just saying how it was dumb basketball by Minnesota there. How much of Game 3 and this collapse is particularly on Karl Anthony Towns, though?
It's really not. I think you know, when we look at Karl Anthony Towns and we look at his stat line, he is a big man, right? He is a big man that you basically, not saying that he can't push the ball or handle the ball and push it up the floor, but I just think Molly, Stephen A., he's a guy that you actually got to get him the ball to his spots. And I think the pressure that the Memphis Grizzlies put on the backcourt and the guards of the Minnesota Timberwolves stopped it. Now, make no mistake about it, Karl Anthony Towns supposed to be that dude. Karl Anthony Towns supposed to have this type of, some type of a dog in him. Yeah. But we keep asking Karl Anthony Towns, when is he going to bring out, or when is he going to come out and be that killer that we all want him to be? And it's just not him. And I think we give him unfair criticism trying to make him be someone that he's not. Again, like I said earlier in the show, this is not his team anymore. When I think about the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think about Anthony Edwards. When I think about the leader of the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think about Anthony Edwards. I know Anthony Edwards is going to go out there and compete. I know Anthony Edwards is going to come and address the media. And I know Anthony Edwards is not only going to hold himself accountable, but he's going to hold his teammates accountable, including Karl Anthony Towns.
We disagree. I think a lot of this is on Karl Anthony Towns. I'm not saying it all is. They got to play better. They got to play smarter. Coach Finch got to coach them smarter because they did look idiotic in the second half. How do you let a team go on a 21-0 run in the playoffs and don't call one single timeout? How do you do that? That's just not intelligent. It's just that simple. And so, of course, it's not all on Karl Anthony Towns. But he is the face of the franchise for the moment. We look at Anthony Davis. He's coming. We see superstar potential written all over him. We understand it. But he isn't the one that's been there. Karl Anthony Towns, this is his seventh season. His seventh season. And the brother just finished averaging nearly 25-10. This is his second playoffs. If you remember in 2017, 2018, I believe that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Perkins, they lost in five games to the Houston Rockets. The first two games of that series, you know how many points Karl Anthony Towns had? He had 8 points and 5 points. Now, I understand Jimmy Butler was there and all of that stuff. Andrew Wiggins as well at the time. 8 points and 5 points. It's unacceptable. He comes into the playoff game. He scores 11 points. He fouls out. You've listened to him be mic'd up. He talks a lot of smack now. He talks a lot of smack. And he tries to act like he's bringing a whole lot of smoke. Like I said, it ain't like he's some quiet choir boy and we're bothering him. Or we're trying to impose our belief system on his shoulders. No, we get it from him. He's the one expressing and disseminating this message to all of us because of how he wants us to look at him. And then tip-off arrives, and we see something different. You got to play a game. Forget the 11 points. How do you foul out with 7 minutes and change left, knowing how pivotal that was for you? Then you show up, and then in this Memphis series, in the last two games, Karl Anthony Towns has attempted 11 shots. Attempted. Last night, four. In two of the three games in the playoffs, or two of the four games of playing, and then these three games, this man had more turnovers than shot attempts. And then when you're asked the question, Next question. Mm. What the hell's wrong with you? But, I mean, come on. That's all I'm saying. Of course, he has a lot of culpability. That's all I'm saying.
No. And I'm not disagreeing with you. The reason that I'm so calm is because of the fact that you brought up about his first go-around in the postseason. Carl Anthony Towns have shown us who he is. So I don't know when he have these moments, why does the world get so upset? Because this is who he is. Stephen A.
You would hold him against somebody. How many times do you go, you get on people, Kendrick Perkins, not just because of what they do, but about what they try to project and whether or not it matches with what they're trying to project. Carl Anthony Towns is trying to come across as this dude. And then he gets on the court and shows up in post-game conferences, and he's not that dude in either scenario. That's the issue.
But Stephen A., it's a difference, though. If I knew that Carl Anthony Towns was a Rottweiler, then I would attack him differently. But I know he's nothing but a fluffy Pomeranian. And see, what you have to realize is I'm going to pull a U on you. When I first came into this media game, I blew Stephen A. up. I learned a lot from him, and he told me, every show is different. Every person that you go on the show with is different. So expect different personalities, and you have to learn how to adjust. Did you not tell me that? Right? So I took that, and that's the same way that I'm looking at Carl Anthony Towns at the moment. You don't think he makes me upset for a guy that's 7 foot and not imposing his will and his skill as he is, the talent that he has, but don't have that mindset to go out there and be a Joel Embiid type player putting up big numbers, because he has the capability. But at the end of the day, over the last 7 years, Jimmy Butler warned us, this is who Carl Anthony Towns is. So when he do it, I'm like, hey, man, this is who he is. He's shown me this so many times.
He has the ability. And we're not looking at him and saying you should be dunking on people or you should be scoring 20 points a night in the post. What we're talking about is an overall level of production that mirrors what you tell us you are. And what I'm saying is, if you're going to be all emboldened and boisterous about what you are, all right, then I'm going to be emboldened and boisterous about what you show us, whatever that may be.
I agree.
If you showing up and you backing up everything that you say, I'm cool with you. If you fail to back it up, but it's because you struggled, I understand you struggled. But when you are having more turnovers than shot attempts, you are absent. You are MIA. You are completely missing in action. And then to show up at a press conference. And then to show up at a press conference and to talk about next question. Let me say this to all of these athletes out there. You know, when you're a high-end producer, you get to do that. When you come up smaller than mini-me, you don't.
Yeah.
And you cannot show up at a press conference talking about next question.
Straight up.
Who the hell you think you are?
Yeah. Straight up.
I think there are moments in my career where I thank the good Lord I wasn't in attendance. Because let me tell you something right now. If I was in that room last night and Carl Anthony Towns said next question, I'd have been like, what you mean next question? Yeah. Hold up. And I don't give a damn who asked the question. I'd be like, what you mean next question?
Yeah.
That's a legitimate question that reporter asked. Yeah. You have 4 shot attempts.
Yeah, after a Pomeranian performance.
Explain that. Yeah. Explain that. I mean, there's no way he would have got away with that.
Big Perk, talk to me.
Molly, Stephen, you know the problem that I have with these athletes? Mm. They could approach some media person, media woman, or the man, a man that's answering a question, and they ready to get all bold and tough. Well, keep that same energy when you on the floor. You see what I'm saying? Mm. That's the thing that bothers me, because I know some of these guys, and they not built like that, but they ready to attack and ready to go at the media. Go at somebody that's half your size, but we don't see that same energy when you on the floor. That's the one thing I have with Carl Anthony Towns.
No, that's for sure. Big Perk, I just want you to know one thing. I might look like a Bijan Frise, but I'm really a pit bull. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Quick takes. Okay. Hall of Fame coach Jay Wright retiring after 21 seasons at Villanova. He won two national championships, made four Final Four appearances. Villanova said Wright will begin a new role as a special assistant to the university's president. Forbes' Kyle Neptune, who spent 10 years under Wright as a video coordinator and an assistant coach, will take over as head coach. Here's Wright from his press conference that was earlier today.
I've been thinking about it for a few years. You just think about it. But during this season, it started to hit me that it was just the right time. I started to feel just like I didn't have the edge. You know, I would never have to think about anything I did. I would just go into a meeting, go into a team meeting, go into a practice, had everything set. So I started thinking like, better get yourself fired up here. You better, let's go. Father and Mark, Justin Gamella, part of this process was them convincing me not to do this. One of the times they said, well, 70% of you is as good as anybody else, which I appreciated, but we could never coach that way. You know, we couldn't ask the players, you got to give 100%, and I'm giving 70%. So I just knew it was the right time.
Stephen A., what do you think about those comments? Jay Wright, such a class act.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It is class personified, and we get all of that, but all he's saying is that it was time to leave Villanova as the head coach. Mm-hmm. This man is not going to stay retired. He's got too much left. He's highly competitive, and his competitive juices will be flowing. Basically, he needs a little break. Who knows whether it's a week, 2 weeks, or a month. Yeah. Jay Wright will be coaching again. What I will say, however, is this. Four Final Four appearances, two national championships.
Hall of Famer.
One of the great, great, great coaches we've ever seen, and an even better person. I'm very, very happy that he gets to make this choice and depart on his own terms. But he's too great at what he does, and he's too young for it to be over. Jay Wright will be coaching somewhere again, and it will be in the NBA.
Okay, interesting.
He ain't going to another college program.
Dak steps back, heard the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Touchdown, L.A.!
Looking for Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell is only going to make them better.
Run it back! Bring a super team back, why not run it back?
I don't believe Aaron Donald's going to retire. I don't believe it for 1 second.
Lombardi Trophy for Los Angeles!
Do not discount the Rams at all. They'll be right there at the end. Run it up, run it back.
All right, let's run it back. Our First Take Draft Blitz rolls on the NFC West. Lots going on in the division of the Super Bowl champs. They locked down their quarterback, extending Matthew Stafford 4 more years. The Seahawks will see someone new behind center after they traded Russell Wilson to the Broncos. Then there's 49ers, who are dealing with their star receiver Deebo Samuel, asking for a trade. That, according to our Jeff Darlington. Stephen A., Deebo can do it all. What do you think's the best landing spot for him? And don't tell me the Steelers.
Yes.
No.
Exactly what I'm
gonna
say.
That is so low-hanging fruit.
Well, that's how I feel.
Okay.
You don't get to ask me how I feel and then
I just knew you were going to do that. Whatever.
This is what you do, Molly.
Okay.
You know, you want to ask and answer questions.
Give us your answer.
Ms. Bossy. Okay. That's what you do. This is what I'm victimized by, America. This is what I'm victimized
by. No one feels
sorry
for you. Carry on.
I'm just trying to say this is what I got to deal with here, okay? The Steelers have the worst quarterback in the AFC North in Mitchell Trubisky. And I don't say that to disrespect them. I'm just saying that Deshaun Watson, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson are on another level. We all know this, okay? You're the Steelers. What better to have if you can't have a quarterback that matches those guys? What better to have at your disposal than such a marvelous hybrid talent? A guy who can be a wide receiver, who can run out of the backfield, who can run in the slot, who can be and who can run outside the numbers. These are all the things that Deebo Samuel can do. He's that versatile. And if you have that kind of versatility with someone like him, you could do more things with a marginal to average quarterback. It's that simple.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, he's not liking Steelers first. He's liking Dallas Cowboys. NFC West team. Maybe he thinks they have a shot in a quarterback. With a disgruntled star, Kyler Murray wants a contract extension. That so far hasn't happened. Yesterday, Cardinals GM Steve Keim said there's zero chance that Kyler's getting traded. Stephen A., is all well in the desert?
No, it isn't. And listen, Kyler Murray is not completely innocent in all of this. You know, people associated with the organization have had some questionable things to say about him. Me personally, I love the guy. Mm-hmm. My attitude is he's going out there and he has produced. So I don't want to hear stuff about him now that it's time to pay him, because this is what they do when they're hesitant to pay somebody. They come up with a bunch of excuses as to why they don't want to do it. And it usually involves their character, which ticks me off. I don't like that. Having said all of that, here's the reality of the situation. GM Keim is absolutely right to say what he said. He is yours until you trade him. You should have that mentality, because he is a talent that you shouldn't want to get rid of. They've gotten better every single year that he's been there. They were in the playoffs last year. I personally thought they should have thought about having upgrading at the head coaching position, because I don't know if Kingsbury is the answer. But since you extended him, I see no reason why you can't extend Kyler either. It all depends on the amount of dollars.
Fair enough. You know who is an Arizona Cardinals fan and used to be a Cowboys fan?
Who?
Kendrick Perkins, who's joining us next. That was a great transition. I'm glad you liked it.
What?
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quick takes from the diamond. The Tigers' Miguel Cabrera was intentionally walked by the Yankees, needing one hit for number 3,000 in the eighth inning. Two outs, loading the bases, setting up a lefty-lefty matchup. The Tigers won 3-0. Cabrera, 0-for-3, wasn't upset, telling reporters, "That's the beautiful game of baseball." Here's Aaron Boone after the game.
Look, it's a baseball call all the way, you know, but there's no doubt that there's a little more, like, you know, feeling to it, right? When you're, understanding the situation. So, but in the end, you got to go with what you think is right within the context of the game.
SA, talk to me.
This is what stinks about baseball. This is why baseball is lagging behind football, college football, basketball, and who the hell knows what else. It's exactly why. Because you're thinking about, you're 7-6 on the year. There's 162 games, mm-hmm. Okay? And what people want to see, Aaron Boone is not wrong about baseball. That's what baseball does. The problem is baseball only thinks about what baseball does, but it doesn't think about its audience. It doesn't think about the fans. You travel, think about this. You travel to a game. You walk through the turnstiles. You go into the fans, into the seats. Miguel Cabrera is going for his 3,000th hit, and you eradicate competition altogether by walking him instead of a man who gets paid to pitch, pitching at him and trying to get him out. Would you be able to go up to Randy Johnson, you know, Nolan Ryan, Roger Clemens, or any of the all-time greats that have ever pitched in baseball, or you're going to intentionally walk this dude? They tell you to get the hell away from them because it's me against you. Let's get it on. That's what the fans pay to see. And I'll never forget when years ago, I decided to go to a Yankees game as a fan, because I'm a die Yankee, but I wasn't in the press box. I go to the Yankees. I get stuck in traffic on the Deegan Expressway. I go up there. I pay about $40 for parking, okay? I get up there and pay just as much for soda and popcorn or my hot dog or whatever. Yeah. And I sit in the stands, and I watch them walk Barry Bonds. Why the hell are we doing that?
You got to pay attention to that. That's baseball's problem right there. I have said it
for
years.
They don't want to celebrate against them.
I have said, but that's not the point. Then beat them. That's like a boxer that gets into the ring, and I'm going to run around and not throw punches. Or a UFC fighter, I'm going to run around and not fight.
Do you win?
No, the point is, that's you thinking about you. Mm. And you're not thinking about the sport, the theater that comes with it, and feeding the fans. This is baseball's problem. I've been advocating this for years. They should eliminate the intentional walk. Get rid of it because you are paid to compete. If I get to walk you, all right, this guy can't hit, but this guy can. So I'm going to walk this guy intentionally. Don't face this guy. But because this guy is significantly less of a threat, I'm going to pitch to him. That's not what fans want to see. That's baseball's problem right there. Constantly holding on to tradition and not paying attention to what is attractive to the viewing audience. That's why your ass is a lagging behind the other sports because of stuff like that.
Fair enough. And that's coming from a Yankees fan.
Yes.
That says a lot.
Yes.
Very impressed.
Yes.
Very big of you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Usually it's about you and your agenda, but now it's about the people. I'm rubbing off
on you. I'm a man of the people.
Okay.
Now, I don't
want
to ruffle
the
office.
Bucks lost.
We all know I could win the presidency. I could pull it off.
Okay, Kanye.
President
Okay, yay. The Bucks lost game
two of their
series. Oh, I can't. Can I do this? All right. Chris Middleton, MRI results showing sprained MCL. We'll keep him out for at least the remaining games of the series. Middleton reevaluated in 2 weeks. The last two seasons, including the playoffs, when the Bucks' big three are together, they win 72% of games when at least one is missing. They are 28-31, a team below 500. So you see the numbers right there. Perk is back. Should the Bucks still be able to get by the Chicago Bulls?
I think so. It's going to be a little tough, guys. DeMar DeRozan had a big-time game the other night. Caruso's back in the lineup, even though Ball is out for the rest of the season. They've got some brothers who can play. They've got some athletes with him and LaVine. Vucevic don't know a layup. I don't even know if he knows what a layup is, Kendrick Perkins. That brother's going to shoot jump shots. Even though he's 6'10", he's going to shoot jump shots. He ain't going to do anything. That's what he's going to do. But nevertheless, Milwaukee is showing vulnerability. I just think this is one of those situations where Giannis reminds the world who the hell he is. Okay, Middleton's out, but Drew Holiday is still there. Bobby Portis is still there. We've got additional weapons. Brook Lopez even had a good game the other night. He dropped about 25. You see some of these other brothers coming off the bench as well. I think that with Giannis being the dominant force that he is, he revs it in a high gear. And they end up pulling out this series.
Kirk?
I'm with you on this one, Stephen A. It's not a debate. This is why Giannis is going to show why he's the best player in the league, okay, and the most dominant player in the league, and the best player in this series. When I look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think this is his moment. The way that Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton had to hold it down while he was injured last year, it's time for him to return the favor. And I think knowing a guy like Giannis, seeing what he done last year in the finals, seeing how he overcomes the odds and keeps getting better and how he wants it and has that Mamba mentality, I would never bet against him, I tell you that much. But I will say it will not be easy. But I just want to ask Stephen A., I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
You've been screaming about Kevin Durant being the best player on the planet.
Yes.
And I think it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Matter of fact, I think it's 1A, 1B when you think about Giannis and Joel Embiid at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just need to know, do you have a change of heart right now about who's the best player in the world?
Not yet, but I will tell you what I said on the air. What was it? After game two. I said that if Kevin Durant continues to play like this and Brooklyn goes home, can't call him the best player in the world anymore. It's been that bad. I have said that, yes.
Okay, I was just asking. But I am, you know what, I will say I am impressed with the Chicago Bulls. And you know what this playoffs have shown me more than anything? See, the good thing about playoffs is that now you get to watch all teams play, and now you get to value, especially with the great commentary and people who's breaking down the game of basketball, that scoring isn't everything. Because although DeRozan did what he did, dropping that 40-piece, guess what? they wouldn't have won that game without Alex Caruso. And you could go and look at his box scores, and his numbers don't look exciting. They're not going to blow you out the water at all. But his impact on the game, his impact on the game. And see, these are the teaching moments, Stephen A., that I expect you to come on here and say, you know what? I've been watching the game, and I see it from a different lens. Not guys just shooting from the free throw line or guys just firing up three-point shots. Well, guys that's really impacting winning.
Well, the brilliance of yours truly, meaning me, is that I know when to articulate a position and when to leave it to others to do so. That's number one. Oh. And number two, remember, I'm going to focus on certain things for a reason, because what I'm monitoring, although I know playoff competition is different, what I monitor is how you are during the regular season and then how you are when it really, really counts.
Regular
See,
season
what,
and chill.
What I don't like, that, and that's one of the reasons I prioritize the regular season the way that I do, right? Because you got people that'll sit up there and they'll miss their share of regular season games because they're all about the playoffs. And I'm like, no. I want to see you go about the business of performing during the regular season, and then I want you to, I want to see how you react when the pressure mounts.
Got it. Is that going to be your campaign slogan when you run?
Well, you know what? You know
the brilliance of others?
For me to run for the presidency of the United States, here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would tell you, Kendrick Perkins. I would sit up there and say, listen, I'm going to give it to you straight. I ain't going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to know. And I ain't going to do what you want me to do. I'm going to do what's best. And someday I'm going to flow left. And someday I'm going to flow right. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, and you see how I'm holding my fist? This is what they do as politicians. At the end of the day, I'm a man of the people. I'm about America. America first, baby. America first. This is what we got to do. I can assure you this, Molly. I can assure you this. I'll never lose a debate. I'll never lose a debate. If I run for the presidency of the United States, I will not lose a debate, okay? I'll tell you that much right now.
I wish I had an eject button and I could just eject myself from this right now.
And let me tell you right now, it wouldn't be about red states. It wouldn't be about blue states. It would be about the United States of America. All of us, okay?
I'm gone.
My name is Stephen A. Smith.
I can't.
And I approve this message. All right?
Just fade to black.
Yeah.
Tell the producers fade to black
I'm
right
Stephen
now.
Stephen A. Smith.
Let's go to break.
And I approve this message.
Okay.
There we go.
Take us to break, big time.
All right.
Yes,
we got to go. We'll be right back to close out the show.
Since you've been running the country.
Excuse me. Are you interrupting me? Are you interrupting me?
You don't even know what we're
doing.
Don't
interrupt POTUS.
It's Tyson Fury.
Don't interrupt POTUS. Don't interrupt the future POTUS, okay? We'll be back with more First Take. In a minute.
I can't. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. All right, Big Perk, Stephen A. Tyson Fury back in action, taking on Dylan White tomorrow in London. As you just heard, ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Stephen A., what are your expectations for this one?
I expect Tyson Fury to win by a stoppage. This guy, I don't believe is on his level. I think that Tyson Fury is usually bigger. And listen, when he beat Deontay Wilder, I think that the thing that people forget is that he outweighed Deontay Wilder by 38 pounds. Tyson Fury is a big, big, big dude. He's tall and he's big. And the fight that I really want to see is I wanted to see him against Anthony Joshua. That's the fight that I want to see. I think that he'd beat Anthony Joshua. Yeah. But this is a fight. And the reason why you hear him talk about this might be his last fight or whatever, because ain't nobody else out there for him to beat. That's really what this is. I expect him to win this fight relatively easily. And then ultimately, we'll hopefully get an Anthony Joshua fight at Wembley Stadium, who I believe he would knock out.
Yeah. Perk.
And that wouldn't even be close. Look, the thing that Tyson Fury has shown all of us is that he has great boxing skills. When
it comes down to boxing,
when it comes down to footwork, when it comes down to moving and utilizing the ring, whenever Tyson Fury steps into the ring and he's in shape, it's a problem for the opponent. I don't care how much firepower you got. I don't care how much power you pack behind your punch. His IQ for boxing. I mean, there's no other heavyweight out there that's going to step in the ring and beat him at this moment. The competition, I mean, he's here and everybody else is here Anthony Joshua.
I love Tyson Fury and I respect the hell out of him. The only thing that bothers me is that he significantly outweighs most, if not all, of his opponents. He does have all of those boxing skills. I wish Deontay Wilder had let Tyson Fury beat Anthony Joshua and then took on the winner because I thought it would have bought him more time to get himself ready for a Tyson Fury.
Real quick, but sorry to cut you off. Game 3, Barclays, you're going to be there. Who's winning?
The Nets. Because if they don't, the Nets are going to get swept. And I can't imagine Kyrie and KD getting swept. They must win Game 3. This is their last chance to make this a series. If not, they're getting swept.
Big Perk, what do you think? Game 3 Saturday.
I got the Nets. I got this series ending in 6. I strongly believe that they get Game 3 in Brooklyn.
Yeah, before that, we got a trio of good ones tonight on ESPN. Thank you, everybody. Fabulous week. We'll see you again on Monday. Bye, Perk.
Bye to the American people.
Oh, all right,
see y'all later.
Throw up.
See you later.
Throw up all over myself.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.